Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kutiba aleykumus siyamu kama kutiba alel ladina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Siyam and fasting has been prescribed to teach us taqwa, to teach us abstention. Taqwa would refer to abstention. Abstention means to take care. Against what? Against wrong. There are many are wrong. But we know it's wrong, it's incorrect. But we don't have the heart to stop it straight away. Wrong is connected to the eye. We know it's wrong, but we don't find the strength within ourselves to guard ourselves straight away. Sin is connected to the tongue. Vain talks and vain discussions doesn't relate to our dunya, doesn't relate to the hereafter, and we engage in that. Doesn't relate to our dunya. It doesn't relate to our hereafter in any way. How's Orlando Pirates and how's Liverpool? Does it connect to us? Anyway. Does it concern us in any way? The problem has become compounded where we don't consider the wrong as wrong. Imagine if there was a person working in your shop and in business hours he is taking 3 hours in the toilet. 4 hours he's spending as a tea break, and 1 hour he's taking to engage in some type of humor or the other. Right? You appreciate the person. He says, well, toilet is a must, eating is a must, and to be well, you need to engage in some form of humor as well. He tells you this much. He gives you an explanation. The importance of eating, importance of going to toilet, importance of engaging in some type of humor. Are you going to accept his explanation? You're not prepared to accept that explanation. And you don't want to engage him also. You want to carry on. You go do some other work. But we don't have the capacity to take you. So your business, you view it differently. But the business of Allah Ta'ala, do we look at it seriously? Your own personal business, you view it differently. But the business of Allah Ta'ala, then do we take it seriously? Hal adullukum ala tijara. This is also a business. One is your own personal business. One is Allah Pak's business. So that business of his needs to be looked at seriously. So we know the wrongs connected to the tongue, but we engage in things. We know of the wrongs engaged to the ears, but we engage sometimes music, sometimes it's ghibat, sometimes it's carrying tales, sometimes it's listening to all these type of things that will confuse us, compound our minds, all types of programs, WhatsApp and chat messages, right? When it's proven that these messages, whether it's the media, whether it is these sites, but how many times those messages are just rumors, false allegations, rumors. But we entertain our ears with all this. Imagine if they made you a center of the discussion. Oh, so-and-so, you know, in his school days, the type of girls he had and what he used to be active. What he used to be engaged in. Now, would you like that? Especially if you become a father and your children are listening also to the program. Will you appreciate this? So these medias, call it this WhatsApp, chat sites, etc. This is what they're after. thrown down someone just as an entertainment, some entertainment, some pleasure by running down someone, speaking about someone. Na deen ka koi fayda, na dunya ka koi fayda. No benefit for your deen, no benefit for your dunya. What it does to you is that it creates a level of complacency. You know, I'm not as bad as that person, Asian girls, whatever else, I'm still better than them. So it creates a level of complacency. So this taqwa, roza and fasting is for taqwa, and taqwa is to take care. One is the basics of a roza. Basic of roza, eating, drinking, and engaging with women, right? These are the basics. But you're not comfortable with the basic. You want something more, right? In this world, the basic is to have sodium, sugar, vitamins, proteins in the right proportions, right? Sodium, sugar, magnesium, proteins, vitamins in the right proportions. And if some doctor tells you there's a multivitamin, it's all wrong. It will check you right through. Multivitamin, multiprotein, all that, everything. Just take two capsules, you're prepared to live with that and leave out all the luxuries. Say, no, it's proven. It's good. You can take care of all your needs. Are you prepared for that? You're not prepared for that. You want to enjoy different tastes, the different adventures, different experiences. You want to enjoy that, then you feel fulfilled. So the same with roza. One is the basics of roza. Basics of roza: eating, drinking, and women. But you want something deeper. You want something greater. Basics of life you're not content with. I say, all right, you want the basics of life, there's a shack there, you live in a shack, but still you won't die. Millions of people living in shacks. You're coming through Delhi, there's a lot of people living on the streets. Someone under bridges, someone beside the wall, they got the beddings rolled down, rolled up, and they're living with that. So if they can live, you can also live. Are you prepared with the basics? You want something special, right? Roza also, you want something special. And it is a point of reflection, point of thinking. Investing so much, not eating for the whole duration, abstaining. Right? When you made that type of an investment, that type of sacrifice, then you want something great, you want something grand, you want a price, you want a good price. You don't want just an ordinary price, you want a good price. So for this good price, then what are you supposed to be doing? So one is you talk of the entry level, the basic level. I showed you what is the basic level, right? But you want something additional. So for the additional, there's about 5 requirements. Eyes, tongue, time, right? Eyes, tongue, and time. That's the first 3. Guard your eyes. Tongue, don't get involved. See, if you're not getting engaged in talks, then someone wants to engage you. You know, now you've got a problem with this person here, so you want him to support you. Yeah, you know this person is like this, like he's a kebab. Yeah, no. So when he wants your support, you say, yeah, right man. But he's saying he's not right. So then you will go around saying, yeah, even this person supports me. So they will use you. Best keep quiet. I don't know about these things. I don't want to fall into it. You save your respect, you save your integrity. Why get involved? What do you get? It's just another problem you've put involved, compounded your life. Life was easy, manageable, enjoyable. So why do you need to compound it? So any vain talks. Then you get a vain talk, someone comes and talks to you about going to the Berg now, for example, mountain. Now, you didn't have any urge, any desire to go to this place, but the way he spoke and you took an interest in what he was saying, so you were pining to go there. So you can calculate, you know. We are Indians, so Indians are calculating. Calculate hisab, what you're doing. I went, hey, alright, I went there, what did I get out of the whole thing? Then they went for a hike, alright, then on a bike. And then, what else? A little bit of canoeing, a little bit of catching fish. All that I could have done here at home is Bingo Beach, catch fish here, you can hike the beach. All that, you can do the same thing. No, what did I need to do to go for all this? All I can say, I went, really enjoyed myself. So, it's how they hype it up. One friend of mine was telling me, in his day, he seen everything. There was Table Mountain, whether it was at Niagara Falls, whether it was even up to Mount Everest, even. He did everything. Chinese, the Table Mountain is nothing. It's just a marketing strategy. They market it up, market it. Everybody from the whole world comes to Table Mountain. But what do you get? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's just a marketing. So, see your ears and your heart, how it gets affected. Listen to stupid talks. You behave stupid, and you don't even realize that you're behaving stupid. So you went there, then what? Caught some fish. Then, could eat fish here also. An ocean basket, you can eat fish there. But now you have to go there to eat fish. So it's a waste of time, waste of your energy, waste of your money. So this eyes, tongue, and time. You want that perfection. You want that complete virtue. These are the first three things. And the second two things, to get that complete virtue, the complete reward of Roza. One is, don't have expectations. See, the root of your problem is expectations. You fall into a state of despondency. Why? Because you had expectations, you had hopes. Right? You wanted to get married to a girl of your choice, but you didn't get married to her. Someone else overtook you. What happens? It was my dream girl. I did everything for her. And then she's in someone else's laps. Then how do you feel? You feel disappointed, right? Why? Expectations. Dreams. You're running after dreams, chasing. Didn't work out, you fall into a despondency. Then you're working towards the child. Right? And Allah forbid, the child is born, he's a Down syndrome. Right? Or he's retarded. You don't know how to hide your face. A Down syndrome, retarded child. What do I do? How do I face up with the community? How do I carry on with my life? What do I do with this child? I must tag around with this child here. Expectations, see? This child will carry my name. I'll educate him and he'll carry my name. So you had the dream about your child and the dream didn't materialize. When it didn't materialize, then you get into a despondency. Or, for example, the child was normal, right? Normal. He did the normal education, all that, but he went into some wrong habits. He went to robbing, cheating, gambling, drugging, all that. He did everything, but then the child went off the course. What happens? Hey, how's your son? Hey, you're making dua for your son. You know, you went for Umrah, you made dua for your son. How do you feel at the time? Like they're throwing salt at the injuries. Injured. They're talking about your son, throwing salt to the injuries. So one of the root causes of your problems is you've got hopes, expectations with people. And then those expectations don't materialize. So don't have any expectation. You're talking of the fast, completion, the perfection of the fast, or the perfect reward. Drive, so drive the best. You know, drive, right? So why go on a broken bicycle? Drive something best, Jaguar, something. You want your dream car. You want your dream Jannat. So you strive for the ultimate, not for the broken bicycle. Or tricycle, children's tricycle, you're playing with that. More about the tricycle and the bicycle. Go for the ultimate. Go for the Rolls Royce. You go for the Jaguar, right? Go for the Porsche. Ferrari, yeah? So Allah Pak is also saying, I got the Ferrari for you. That's Jannatul Firdaus. That's the ultimate. And I want to give you the ultimate. But then, follow the protocol. You'll get it. Just go through the protocol and you will get it. So the first thing, three I explained. The fourth, as I said, don't have hopes with people. Most of your problems is because you have hopes. And the hopes don't work out, so you fall into a disappointment. Hopes, expectations in Allah Pak. Not with any person, not with any friend, not with anybody. Sometimes the friendship also cracks because of expectation and hopes. Some expectation, you see in your friend, right? You lent him 1,000 rands. Now you want a small favor from him, and he's just blankly refused. So you're going to Makkah, just buy me some medication, because you know, you've got no time for that. Now you begin to work out in your mind that when in his time of need, I was there for him. I got a small need that he can't even see me right. See the expectation. You got the expectation. Or you're working for someone. And you got expectation, you know, I'll work hard and they'll give me a promotion. From my 5,000, they'll give you 10,000. They didn't give you that promotion, you feel disappointed. I must work now. Because whether it's five, whether I work properly, I don't work properly, I don't want to get anything. I must work well. Expectation. So all round, this expectation, it damages you. It hurts you. Three I showed you. Fourth, expectation. And the fifth is to harbor any type of envy and malice. Any dirty feeling for anybody. Any filthy feeling and any type of jealousy for anybody. He's got it, good luck to him. I got it, good luck to me. Right. So why must you harbor any type of ill feeling? Jealousy, malice, ill feelings, dirty feelings for anybody. Someone got it, he's got it. He hasn't got it, doesn't have it. Stay without it. Got it, live and enjoy. Don't have it, stay without it and enjoy. You don't have to enjoy provided you have it. You can enjoy without it as well. You don't have to be happy until and unless you get it. Whether you got it or you don't have it, you can still enjoy your life, you can still continue with life. So this jealousy and malice, right? Now, you've got these five things in place. Tongue, eyes, time. Fourth is you don't have expectation and hopes in anything. Expectation and hopes in Allah. Number five is don't have any malice and any jealousy. Jealous, malice. Right? See, there's two things that mess you up. Jealous and malice. Mess you. Whatever you got now, it broken everything. يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبُ. It eats you. Whatever you earn, jealousy just eats it up, wipes it up. And then, تَبَّتْ إِلَيْكُمْ دَعُوا الْأُمَمُ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. It's an illness from the past. It eats up all your deeds, or deeds, malice again. Malice and jealous. Why he got it? Why didn't I get it? He's got a promotion, I didn't get a promotion. He's doing this, I can't do it. So you're either jealous or you're malice. So these are the five things that you need to do to get that real virtue of that roza, real reward of that roza. You know, in the dunya, you want something, you follow a protocol. You want a good pass trick, so you attend school classes. If there's a need to take additional tuition, you will take additional tuition, pay attention, focus, contact the tutor. Inshallah, Allah Pak willing, you will get a good pass. But you're not worried about attending school, attending the classes, going for tuition. You're seeing that throughout the course of the year, you are failing in three subjects, four subjects. But you're not worried about it, not concerned about it. Now you came to the end of the year and you failed. So you mustn't blame anybody but yourself. The dunya runs with certain protocols. You follow the protocols, you come to the right ends. So your deen also, certain protocols you follow, inshallah, you'll come to the right end. But follow the protocol. Try. You know, I told you the five secrets of roza. One is the basics, the basic of roza. And then these are the virtue of roza, to get the real benefit, the real good out of roza. If you want a person to work for you, he must be a person that is alive, right? He can work. But now you say, no, get me one person, I need to do some work. I need to do some work, get me one person, get me one boy, and he'll help me to do the work. So he got someone that's on the life support. Can he do any work? And you can say, no, well, you asked me to get a living person, I got a live person for you. I got a living person. But is he of any good? So when you want to confine yourself just to the basics, then it's as though no good has come up. In name you can say it's alive, but can you call the person a living person? Name you can say he's alive. Can you call the person a living person? Or you got a person saying, you know, I need to get some work done. You got a person totally handicapped, he can't walk, doesn't have hands, and he's 90% blind. Can he do any work? But no, I got a person, you sent me to get, call me, you asked me to get someone. So that's going to be the state of your roza. If it is going to remain on the basics, got the roza. You can call it, well, you did a roza, but it's like as good as dead. You want to bring that polish, you want to bring that finish, you want to bring that additional touch, then these are the five things. Tongue, eyes, time. Your heart will restrain from expectations and hopes and people, etc. And number two, of malice and jealous. Allah Ta'ala.